You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Harry Kane to score two or more goals and England to win is 3-1. Wayne Rooney, who is a doubt for the match on Friday, to score two or more goals and England to win is in the market at 3-1. England have got top spots sewn up in this group. Eight played, eight wins, perfect campaign for Roy Hodgson. After that World Cup debacle, just what they wanted. They've scored 26 goals, only conceded three. It should have been plain sailing in this group, and it has been, Lee. They're unbeaten in 18 competitive matches at Wembley as well. They've won 15 of those. It's their best run since a total of 20, which stretched between 1984 and 1996. They will win this game, England. But the importance isn't there. There's not going to be any impetus to go out and really stuff Estonia.
No, there isn't, is there? And at 1-8, I mean, I can't really be having that bet. I think it's one of the many shorties that are in the Sav Acca this week, Robbie Savage's Acca, which doesn't quite even reach even money.
Well, is it bad of me that I'm wanting that accumulator to crash and burn right now? I mean,
yes,
six teams in there, 4-5 short.
Yeah, I think he wants a winner. But yeah, I don't think you can back England at 1-8. I'm looking along the same sort of lines you are, I think, which is... Look, I was against them winning against Switzerland. I thought they might get a draw and it might be a bit of a tricky game for them because the draw was a big price. It's even bigger here, 7-1, by the way. I don't think they will get a draw, despite the fact they only scored one goal in the away fixture in this match. You know, you look at this group, and let's forget about England for a moment because they're home and host, as we know, 24 points. Brilliant performance in this group. Switzerland on 15, Slovenia on 12, Estonia on 10. Now, you know, the way this group's shaping up, Switzerland plays San Marino next, you know, so you think, well, obviously that's 3 points for them. And they finish with a game away in Estonia. You look at what Slovenia have got to do. They're away at San Marino last and they're playing Lithuania next. So it's still up for grabs, that third spot on the playoff between Estonia and Slovenia. Now, Estonia, if they can just shut up shop and try and get a point out of this, that's what they will try and do. There's no way they're going to come to Wembley Stadium and try and win the game. I'd be staggered if that's the game plan. I think that'll be the opposite of that. You look at their games in this group, you know, 1-0, 1-0, 2-0, win, lose or draw. They don't have a lot of goals in their matches. So I'm looking at kind of an anti-goals bet here. I don't think we are looking at a landslide like you. I don't think England are going to go out there and score loads of goals. It might be a weakened team. So I'm going to be looking at the unders and the goals here. The under 2.5 is 11-8. 2-0 victory for England. I wouldn't be surprised at all, you know, if he makes wholesale changes and they, you know, there's not that impetus. Estonia make it difficult and England win it 2-0. England win and under 2.5 goals. 2-1.
I think what we've seen from Roy Hodgson throughout his tenure as England boss is he is, in inverted commas, pragmatic. He's going to set up so England are, against anyone, are tough to break down and tough to score against. We've seen this in this campaign so far. Only conceded three goals in the entire campaign, which admittedly, it isn't the strongest of groups, this one, with Switzerland the only real... not even a powerhouse, the only real credible challenger to England in the group. They've been to Switzerland 1-2-0. Switzerland were beaten 2-0 at Wembley as well. England 1-8 to win this game. They're 1-2 to win it to nil.
Yeah.
I know you hate the win to nil bet.
I don't like the win to nil anyway. I don't see a fluke happening here particularly. I don't like them because, you know, you can get chinned on, you know, just a defensive error. So I see that landing, but it's just a bit short for me.
Yeah, okay.
You know, when I can find other bets.
You see, I think it's a good bet.
Yeah,
I think it's
fair
a good
enough.
Price even.
Yeah.
1-2, given the 1-8 to win the match. I wonder if Wayne Rooney doesn't start in this game, which we're recording this on Wednesday afternoon. It looks unlikely he's going to play on Friday night. How England are going to look without him in the team and who's going to step in for Wayne Rooney? Theo Walcott maybe to play up front, 10-11 to score any time?
Yeah, I'd imagine it'd be hard. I mean, you know, it wouldn't be a big surprise if Jamie Vardy gets a shot, you know. But I'm not sure I'd be backing him at 3-4.
That's the problem, know? Isn't it? When a team's 1-8 to win, all these goal scorers are
exactly
short prices. And if you do fancy the under 2.5 goals at 11-8, I think it could be 3-0. Yeah. That's my only concern.
There's one other bet. You know, I'm talking about Estonia shutting up shop and making it hard for England. You know, it took England until just before the 70th minute to break Switzerland open. Now, they scored early against Lithuania after 7 minutes, but didn't score until the 59th against Slovenia at Wembley. So, you know, you could look at that. I mean, San Marino, the 5-0 victory was a bit different to that. You know, and they're a minnow, scored after 23 minutes. But they do score a lot of their goals in the second half, England. So maybe, you know, looking at the second half being the highest score,
I think that's a good bet.
First half under goals, under 0.5 goals in the first half is 11-4. You know, that's quite a big price if you think Estonia can make it to half time. And obviously there's the straightforward one, you know, the draw England. It's only 3-1. I thought it might be a little bit bigger than that. So yeah, my idea of the game is that Estonia make it very difficult and England just get the job done.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.